Cray button. Saturday night's got you bored? This is Johnny D, hoping you'll tune in to Rev Radio, Saturday nights at 8. What can they expect, T?
Gonna hit you with some call-ins, interviews, live music from local and national acts, info on your area cutting-edge ministries, music, mayhem, concerts, and giveaways.
Revelation, revival, revolution, and lions, and tigers, and bears.
Don't forget, Saturday nights at 8, here on AM 630 KSLR The Word in South Texas.
With that theme, we introduce our program, The Baptist Bible Hour, each Sunday morning at 9 o'clock here on KSLR. I hope that you will join us as we bring messages from the Word of God with an emphasis on the truth of His divine sovereignty. That's the Baptist Bible Hour every Sunday morning at 9 on The Word in South Texas, AM 630 KSLR.
With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. If you want your husband to do something differently, Dr. Gary Chapman offers this suggested script for a conversation with your man.
I've been thinking about how I'd like to be a better wife, and I'm asking you to tell me one thing that I could do or stop doing that would make life better for you. If he really feels she's serious, he will. And if he sees her do that one thing, and she does it 2 weeks later, she does it again. And well, it's not long before he's thinking, well, now wait a minute, this is kind of one-sided. You know, why don't you give me a suggestion on how I could be a better husband?
And that's what you wanted in the first place, right? Well, it really is amazing what can happen in a relationship when you take that first step toward positive change. Now, you can thrive even more with trusted advice that you'll find at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
Always Faithful with Athena Dean, a presentation of Always Faithful Radio on AM 630 KSLR.
Welcome to Always Faithful Radio on AM 630 KSLR.
Faithful, forever you are faithful. Shelter for the fragile soul. You lift us up. You hold us all together. You are faithful, God.
Ladies, get ready for your weekly dose of high energy inspiration and encouragement as together we affirm the faithfulness of God. And now, here's Athena.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today for Always Faithful. We have another amazing show lined up for you, so let me tell you what you can expect. During the first half of the show today, I'll have on the phone with me my very insightful author friend and life coach, Robin Shattuck. Robin holds a degree in psychology, theology, and organizational management. She's an award-winning community college educator. She also encourages hearts, inspires change, and shares God's deep, eternal love with audience members at conferences, retreats, workshops, and seminars. We have three copies of her book, How to Get a Smart Mouth, The Power of Using Your Words Wisely, to give away. So for the first three local callers who call in at 210-340-9585, or 877-630-5757. You will be blessed to win a copy of Robin's book. Now, originally, we were going to actually talk about the book, How to Get a Smart Mouth, but God decided at the last minute to change our direction. So we're going to be talking more about the healing journey that Robin's been on that she shares on her blog, Soul Massage. So quick, text or call a friend and have them tune in. Now, for the second half of the show, I'll have two guests in studio. The first will be Megan Legacy, Executive Director of the San Antonio Christian Hope Resource Center, a local nonprofit that's doing amazing things for the kingdom. And then for the last segment, I'll be telling you what's going on next weekend at the Kendall County Fair. I was actually supposed to have the Queen's Court here with me, but at the last minute, I was given a replacement. So the fair president, Rex Pierce, has been provided as my guest to give us the lowdown on Labor Day weekend in Bernie. So don't move that dial. You'll want to stay with us for the whole program. In fact, when this show is over, we're going to continue the conversation off the air at El Jaro's Mexican Restaurant on San Pedro Avenue at 281 and Bitters. Megan and I will arrive there at 12:30 for a no-host lunch and would love to have you join us. You're listening to AM 630 KSLR if you're in the greater San Antonio area. If you're not, you can listen to the show streaming live on KSLR.com, iHeartRadio.com, or on the KSLR app on your phone. Our website and blog are at AlwaysFaithfulRadio.com, and you can also follow me on Facebook at Always Faithful Radio. On Twitter, my handle is Athena_OnTheAir, and on Pinterest, it's Athena on the Air. So before I bring Robin on, I have to tell you about something that happened this week that just emphasizes the faithfulness of God. After an awesome girlfriend weekend in Dallas with three other ladies, I came back into town on Monday afternoon with a horrible pain under my rib cage. Not my first experience with a gallstone attack. Actually, it's my third since January. But God used it to remind me how little thought I give to my ways, especially when I'm traveling or out with friends and eating in restaurants. So I was thankful I wasn't down and out for the rest of the week, which is how it went the last two times it happened. But by the time Thursday rolled around, I had this awful feeling of being overwhelmed and I got all weepy and I felt like there was like too much for me to handle. I wouldn't be able to do it all. Between the authors I coach and the radio show, I felt like I was in over my head and felt completely incapable of even praying for myself. Thank the Lord I have a couple of really close friends who know me well, so I texted one asking for prayer. And when I didn't get a response, I just eked out a prayer to Jesus, like, please help me. That was about all I could do. And it wasn't long before my emotions came back into line. That sinking feeling was gone. I still wondered how I would ever get on top of everything, but I didn't feel hopeless anymore. So what a praise it was yesterday to receive a call from Lindsay, my new helper, who wasn't planning on starting until next week. She asked if she could come today to help out in any way she could. So she's here in the studio taking pictures, greeting guests, and helping me with all the details. When I hung up the phone after she called, I was overwhelmed with gratefulness at how God is so faithful. He knows our weaknesses. He knows how much we can handle. And he's our ever-present help in time of need. I'm actually glad my friend didn't call to pray with me when I texted. Sometimes, you know, we need to run to Jesus instead of a person we love. Sometimes we need to allow God to stretch our faith and let him meet us in our desperate times of despair. He's faithful to rescue us when we call on his name. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for reminding us again of what you say in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Thank you, Lord, for the ways you have been our refuge and our strength, how you've helped us in our times of trouble, and how you long to continue to have us run to you for all our needs. Lord, open our hearts to whatever you want to speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio on AM 630 KSLR, and I'm your host, Athena Dean, and we have got on the phone with us author and life coach Robin Chaddock. I actually helped Robin get her first book into print, and from that, she ended up signing with Harvest House and writing a bunch of books for them. So she's one of my success stories I love to brag on. And originally, you know, we were going to talk about her book, How to Get a Smart Mouth, The Power of Using Your Words Wisely. But God decided at the last minute to change our direction, so we're going to be talking more about the healing journey that Robin's been on as she shares in her blog, Soul Massage. So, Robin, thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet. I love that you have recalled the way you and I met and how our friendship started. That was a great time in life for me, and I was glad you were there.
Yeah, well, it's been a blessing to watch you over the years. So just so our listeners can get to know you a little bit better, give us a snapshot of your life and how God has been faithful.
Well, I would say that the snapshot is one of being loved. And the snapshot is one of always having had a sense that I, you know, that God had my best interest at heart, and the people that he has sent into my life, especially as I have grown and matured, I've seen God be faithful in just the support and the love and the nurture that I've had. I have a wonderful husband, two amazing kids, and I think the way that God has been most faithful is in helping me realize that things may not always turn out the way I think they're going to, or I think they should, but if I will pay attention and keep my heart kind of in the right place, it's going to be an amazing journey.
Amen. And, you know, God is just so good to, I mean, we have this picture in our mind of thinking, okay, my life is going to turn out this way. And God takes us down this other road. And it's like, okay, I couldn't have imagined this, but, you know, you had a better plan.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of my favorite stories of that is my daughter. She is 22 right now, and she got married last year at the very young age of 21. And I remember saying to people over and over in the 13 or 14 months of her engagement that this was such a different path than I had imagined when she was a little girl. It has been such an amazing path to watch her take and to see her develop as her own authentic self. And that, to me, is one of the most important things that I can hope for anybody in their life.
Amen. Well, for those of you just tuning in, I'm Athena Dean. You're listening to Always Faithful Radio. We're talking right now to Robin Chaddick. Originally, we were going to talk about her book, The Power of Words, but God decided at the last minute to change our direction. So we're going to talk about Robin's healing journey, and you're listening on AM 630 KSLR. And again, if you're one, let's see, have we given any books away yet, Aurora? We still have three. Okay. We've given them all away. Whoa!
Wow!
Wow!
Yay!
We gave her three books away in the first 12 minutes of the show.
Woo-haw. Enjoy them. Enjoy them.
Amen. Okay, well, I guess people are just going to have to buy them then. Okay, Robin, I have been reading your blog, Soul Massage, and I see that God has had you on a journey of healing. So how did that start?
Well, it started when... You know, sometimes you're not really looking for something, but it just appears in life, and you kind of think things are going along just beautifully. And it started, I was actually on a retreat, and I was a guest on the retreat. I wasn't speaking on the retreat. And what happened was the speaker got a migraine and had to go home. And so the person who invited me to the retreat said, could you step in and, you know, help us out? And I was like, well, I guess so. So I quickly read the book that that they were going to work with, and it was David Benner, The Gift of Being Yourself. And as I was reading the book in preparation to just lead some things, I was totally knocked for a loop by the thought that I could truly be myself, and that God would not only tolerate that, but God would think that that was just about the best thing going.
Wow.
And so it started with reading works by David Benner, and then, you know, just other wonderful people who are really good at synthesizing psychology and spirituality and the Christian faith and scripture and all that, and becoming just absolutely and almost unexplainably drawn into this relationship with God where I could no longer, nor did I any longer, want to hide who I was, or did I want to, I just didn't have the strength anymore to be something that I wasn't.
Wow. And well, let's hold that thought right there, Robin. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back.
Yep.
And so just stay right there, because we're going to pick up right where we left off.
We'll
be right back.
Pursuit of perfection. Lexus is relentless in their desire to go further, to push boundaries, to deliver the outstanding, the exceptional. In short, they constantly strive for the amazing. The family-owned North Park Lexus of San Antonio is committed to serving you with excellent customer service. Stop by and test drive a Lexus today, and make sure you mention Always Faithful Radio when you do. That's North Park Lexus, right across from North Star Mall at San Pedro and Lock Hill Selma.
I've had lower back pain for years, and it's only gotten worse over time. But I've been seeing Dr. Franklin for the last 2 months, and the pain in my lower back has literally decreased by 80%. If you live with back or neck pain, call Franklin Chiropractic at 341-5454 and make an appointment for an evaluation. And remember to mention Always Faithful when you do. Again, call Franklin Chiropractic at 341-5454 and tell them I sent you.
Do you need help navigating marriage and family issues? Struggling with blending two families into one? If so, consider Gene Benedict Counseling, where the Word of God is the foundation for responding to every issue. If you call in this month to set an appointment, mention Always Faithful Radio and KSLR. You'll receive a special discount. Call 210-316-5618 or visit GeneBenedict.com. Again, that's 316-5618. Gene Benedict will take you from hurting to healing.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and you're listening to Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KSLR.
All right, well, we're back and talking with Robin Chaddock, author of many books, but right now we're focusing on a blog she has called Soul Massage and her healing journey. So, all right, let's get back to what you were just saying, Robin.
Well, I was sort of caught off guard, really, and just drawn into this relationship then with God, where I would sit with my readings and I would sit with my meditations, and I would almost hold my breath, saying, God, is this really true? I really honestly can be myself with everything that that involves, the beauty of me and the parts that aren't so great, and I can sit with you and just have you be in love with me, and wanting to talk to me and being there for me. And a couple things happened. I remembered a title of a book by Lewis Smeeds way back when I was in seminary, and the title was, "When You Fall into Hell, You May Land in the Hand of God." And for me, I didn't feel like I was in hell, but I knew that I was going to a deeper, more real place than I'd ever been before, and that I didn't know quite what I was going to encounter, but I became more aware than ever of God's love for me. And that's why this the blog is named Soul Massage, because I realized that when I go and get my massages, I get one once a month just because it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go and I get my massage, I sort of surrender myself to the expertise of the masseuse. Mm. And that masseuse knows more about muscles and structure and things like that than I do. And they know where to, they'll push on a certain point, and I go, and they say, "Oh, it hurts there." Well, yeah, but then they help me work it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I'm actively involved by being passively receptive of the care that they give me. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally get it. Now, it looks like you've experienced a misrepresentation of God in your past, but now he's showing you who he really is, not a legalistic, angry, mean, demanding taskmaster. So tell us the contrast of what you thought was God, but now find is not at all really who God is.
Well, I thought that, and I know a lot of people can relate to this. I thought that, and I knew this wasn't true in some part of me, but when I went to pray or when I went to think about interacting with God, I thought I had to have things squared away and I had to be bringing my best self to God. You know, it's sort of like, God, yes, I am really, really angry with this particular person, but I'll get that cleaned up before I come talk to you. You know, I'll take care of it and then you and I can talk kind of thing. And I just didn't understand what true love, unconditional love looked like. I thought that you had to perform. I thought that you had to, you know, have it all cleaned up. I laugh about a phrase that I remember hearing in my childhood all the time as being cheerful and friendly. So every time you went out somewhere, you had to be cheerful and friendly. And so, you know, everywhere I went, even when it was in times of supposedly intimate prayer with God, I had to be cheerful and friendly or I was in trouble. And now there is this increasing sense that I honestly and truly can bring anything to God. And it doesn't have to be all worked out. It doesn't have to be all smoothed out. I can be, as they say, a hot mess and, you know, still be able to sit and be in the presence of God and be loved and be accepted and be cherished without having to perform or have it all together.
What a beautiful picture of who he is. I know a lot of us have experienced that other God that is presented out there as being the one that's on the throne, and it's just so not that at all.
Yeah.
Wow. So now, both of us being authors and in the Christian publishing industry, I was intrigued by your transparency in the post where you talked about living your life concerned about whether others think your discoveries and thoughts are worthwhile. In fact, you made a statement, "I sold my soul to the devil in the guise of being a great Christian." Tell us about that.
It sounds kind of scary, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I get
it. Like a dangerous person.
Not at all. You're just being real.
But I can only speak for me, Athena. And, you know, that's all any of us can do, right, when we're telling our story.
Yep.
And my story was that because I grew up with and believed so much in this performance-oriented relationship with myself and with God and with others, as I was writing and you know, putting books together, I was always thinking, okay, is this gonna be something that will sell? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, will a publisher publish this? And will it be okay? I don't want to write this. I don't want to waste my time, blah, 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 unless it's going to sell. And so I found myself sometimes not saying things that might upset somebody, you know, or giving an example that might be, you know, where an editor would go, oh, honey, you cannot say that in this book, you know, and our readers won't read it. And so I'd kind of like sold out and not been myself. Recently I've been reading some things by Sue Monk Kidd, and she talks in her books about a similar experience where she was, you know, coming to these deeper truths about herself and about who she was with God and how she experienced God, and thinking, but I can't tell anybody this because then they won't buy my books, you know, and just, it seems like I would go on I remember going on a TV show, and I had, you know, bought myself this new sweater set and whatnot, and And I, at the end of the show, the host, and very kindly, I know she had my best interest at heart, but very kindly she said, if you want to be on TV, you won't wear clothes like that anymore. And it was like, what? I was shocked. I was flummoxed that to sell certain things, I had to look a certain way, I had to talk a certain way to sell. And I just kind of realized, man, I'm too tired for that. You know, I got to be me. And if it doesn't sell, then I guess I'll just.
Then, oh, well, it's too bad, so sad.
I guess I'll go bank groceries at Kroger.
There you go. Well, for those of you just tuning in, I'm Athena Dean, and you're listening to Always Faithful Radio on AM 630 KSLR. And we are talking right now to author and life coach Robin Shattuck. We're talking about her healing journey that she shares on her blog, Soul Massage. You are listening to AM 630 KSLR if you're in the greater San Antonio area. And if you're not, you can listen to the show streaming live on KSLR.com, iHeartRadio.com, or on the KSLR app on your phone. So there was another story. We've got like maybe about 2.5 minutes before we have to close.
Okay.
So you had a story where the Holy Spirit gave you this plan for this situation at work where you had to deal with a colleague. Mm-hmm. And then you started second guessing yourself, thinking you weren't being tough enough. And I read that. I thought, isn't that just like the enemy? We hear from God, but then he says, well, did God really say? Well, tell us about your discoveries there.
That was such a great experience because what it sealed for me, or at least moved me deeper into the heart of God, was that God is honestly with me every minute and has something to offer me in terms of good thinking and good responding to others and just authentic, being authentically in a situation. And being me. And so there I am sitting there, and I had felt like I had a very clear game plan. And then I'm sitting there, and there's another colleague with me, and I'm getting this vibe that I'm not being tough enough, so there's three of us there. And so I started to hedge, and I started to, draw back because I was picking up the vibe from the other atmosphere instead of going with my gut and going with what I really honestly felt God's Spirit would have me to do in that situation. So it what I learned is pay attention, stay listening, keep listening, and, go with what you honestly and truly believe that God, who is light and life and love, is bringing your way. Stick with it. Go with it, and it's available every second.
And that's
what I learned.
Amen. And sometimes we have to, tell the truth in love and say the things
indeed. That
God, if God shows us something to say, we have to be faithful to do that, no matter if we get a reaction we don't want or if we get a
that's
good reaction,
right. That's right.
That's that being authentic thing instead of being a phony and just saying what they want to hear or doing whatever people expect of you. I just love that. Well, Robin, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being on with me. I just love watching your quest for healing and transparency, and it's just been a blessing to have you on.
Oh, thanks, Athena. And I'm glad you're feeling better, too.
Oh, yeah, me too. All right. Well, we'll
talk again.
All righty. Well, we need to take a quick break, so don't go away. I'll be right back with Megan Legacy, the Executive Director of the San Antonio Christian Hope Resource Center, so stay tuned.
This is Karen Kingsbury, and you're listening to Always Faithful with Athena Dean on The Word in South Texas KSLR.
I've had lower back pain for years, and it's only gotten worse over time. But I've been seeing Dr. Franklin for the last 2 months, and the pain in my lower back has literally decreased by 80%. If you live with back or neck pain, call Franklin Chiropractic at 341-5454 and make an appointment for an evaluation. And remember to mention Always Faithful when you do. Again, call Franklin Chiropractic at 341-5454 and tell them I sent you.
Catch the rebroadcast of KSLR special Faith Under Attack this afternoon at 12:30 on AM 630 KSLR.
Do you like being sold with cheesy, high-pressure sales tactics?
Neither do we.
Hi, this is Leanne Scott.
That's why we give you a no-pressure way to find out about our Renewal by Anderson replacement windows, Hardy Plank siding, and Therma-True doors.
Come visit our showroom at 2430 Freedom Drive, even if you're only thinking about new windows, siding, or doors. You'll find a vast variety of colors and styles that will stir your imagination.
And you'll find our team members who can answer any question, if you have any.
But you won't find any salespeople.
We did not become San Antonio's number one siding, window, and door company by pressuring people.
But we'll educate you as much as you like, then let you decide what is best for you.
Southwest Exteriors, old-fashioned values, new-fashioned windows, doors, and siding.
And outrageous customer service. Always.
On the web at southwestexteriors.com. With the showroom, you'll love browsing around it.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Over the last 35 years, I've owned a Mercedes, a BMW, and many other makes and models, but I just had the opportunity to test drive a Lexus ES350, and all I can say is, wow. Quiet, smooth, classy, with cutting-edge technology. For 18 years running, the family-owned North Park Lexus of San Antonio has retained elite dealer status as they deliver a rich legacy of excellent customer service. Stop by today and test drive a Lexus for yourself. That's North Park Lexus, right across from North Star Mall.
Do you need help navigating marriage and family issues? Struggling with blending two families into one? If so, consider Gene Benedict Counseling, where the Word of God is the foundation for responding to every issue. If you call in this month to set an appointment, mention Always Faithful Radio and KSLR. You'll receive a special discount. Call 210-316-5618 or visit GeneBenedict.com. Again, that's 316-5618. Gene Benedict will take you from hurting to healing.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Well, I believe nearly everyone's got a book in them. It just takes the right person to help them get it out. I'm Athena Dean, and over the last 22 years, I've been a coach to countless Christian authors and acted as a publishing midwife through the daunting yet thrilling process of birthing a book. If you've got a message God has given you passion to share, I'd love to help you bring it to life. Visit me at yourpublishingcoach.net, visit my LinkedIn page, or give me a call at 210-620-4900. All right, we are back with Always Faithful, and I neglected to ask Robin for her blog address, so I want to give that. Someone just texted me and asked for it, so it's soulmassagemusings.weebly.com, and I will post that on the recap on my blog, so you can get it if you didn't get it right now. But we are back, and I am here with Megan Legacy, the Executive Director of the San Antonio Christian Hope Resource Center. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. I'm just so excited that we met a couple months ago and sat down at Starbucks, and I heard your story, and I was like, wow, okay, you got to be on the show. So first, before we start talking about the ministry, just tell us a little bit about your story, how God's been faithful in your life.
Okay, well, I think my story in a nutshell is really one that just really shows that God can use anyone. I grew up in rural Colorado with a single mother and a younger sister. We didn't have any money, and grew up in the country, didn't really know anything but farming and teaching. Went off to college, was pretty lonely, got invited to a church, and I said, I didn't come from a perfect little family. I don't have a mom and daddy that are perfect with a white picket fence. I just really thought that's what Christians were. And so finally, about a year later, I said, okay, fine, I'll go to church, but I'm sitting in the back. Don't let anybody talk to me. I'm going to see what this church and God thing's all about. And I did, and I went into a place that was so authentic and made me realize that I was accepted and welcome, and God meets me where I'm at. And I've just been on that journey ever since then. And I guess kind of to tell a short story of how I ended up where I'm at now, growing up, because we didn't have any lot of money, my mom really, rather than doing tons of Christmas presents and just kind of, you know, living in the world, she used to take us to homeless shelters. And not because we were trying to be good Christians, just because we just wanted to give back. And so there was a moment, probably the second or third time we were in a homeless shelter, where a homeless man stood up and said, "May I pray before the meal?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, okay." You know, and the man stood up and he said a prayer, and that he was so thankful for everything in his life. And he was so filled. He had everything he needed. And God, I have everything. Thank you for all your blessings. And I'm looking at this man thinking, "You're homeless. Like, what's this guy talking about? Either he's crazy or this living God that he's praying to must really give him everything he needs." Mm. And I never forgot that. And so later on, when I was on my own journey to get to realize who I was in the Lord, I kept remembering that man. And that man did have everything he needed because he did have God. And so anyway, long story short, I went to college, got my degree in political science. My dream was to work in politics in Washington. Graduated 10 days later, I drove my car to Washington, D.C., got a job on Capitol Hill. I started working for a lobby firm soon after that. It was like what I thought my dream was. Started getting involved in volunteer work with kids in the projects and homeless in the parks. And I realized I'm ruined, you know, in a good way. I want that. Like, I want to be involved in God's work there. And so I got married to my wonderful husband, Brian. We moved to San Antonio. And soon after, I began working at Haven for Hope, which is a really large homeless campus downtown in San Antonio. And then about 2.5 years later, you know, God's like, "Okay, I have your next role for you. I want to take you to a nonprofit." And when I got there, I realized, wow, God is so alive. He's just changing lives and loving on people. And it was just such an authentic place. And I just wanted to be a part of it. So that's how I ended up at the Christian Hope Resource Center.
Wow. Well, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. I'm your host, Athena Dean, and we're talking to Megan Legacy, Executive Director of the San Antonio Christian Hope Resource Center. And after the show today, we will be continuing the conversation off the air. We'd love to have you join us for a no-host lunch. Megan and I will arrive at 12:30 at El Jaro's on San Pedro at 281 in Bitters, and we hope to see you there. So, Megan, tell me a little bit about the history of CHRC.
Okay, great. The Christian Hope Resource Center, or CHRC, is a little bit easier to say, started out of Oak Hills Church about 25 years ago. And it began by two volunteers in the church who saw a need. People were coming to the church in need of food and clothing. And so it began as a benevolence ministry that just continued to grow over the years. In 1999, Oak Hills Church relocated to where they are now at the Crown Ridge campus off of 1604 and I-10. And so some of the volunteers that volunteered there took a plan to the elders of Oak Hills and said, "We want to make this a 501c3 nonprofit organization and expand." So fast forward another 5 years, they purchased 9.5 acres in the west side of San Antonio where we're currently located. And our ministries began to expand since then, at one point serving 5,000 households a month in food and clothing services. Mm-hmm. About a year ago, the board decided, you know, we really have been serving as the hands and feet, but we really want to address the root causes of someone's food insecurity and create relationship with them. Kind of like, you know, like the Lord does with us. He transforms us through relationship, not by just giving us things. So we now, current day, we are now creating relationships with people. They come in the door seeking food and clothing, but we try to meet them where they're at, create relationships, find out why they're struggling in the first place, and wrap services around them in a very faith-based environment.
Wow. So it's not just, okay, give them a hot dog and send them on their way. You know, you're actually getting in their lives and being Jesus with skin on. That's why I just love when you told me some of those stories when we met. It was like, wow, that's really, you know, that's what ministry is about. So what is your vision for the future?
Well, right now we're currently serving about 2,500 families every month. And so obviously we don't have a whole lot. We have about 250 volunteers, about 10 staff, and a number of interns that we work with. But really, our vision for the future is to continue going deeper and deeper with the families, because I think it's through that relationship that we're going to be able to transform not just families, but a whole community of people. So for lack of better terms, you know, right now we're kind of a mile wide, but we're every day working to become a mile deep.
Nice. So what makes CHRC different than other agencies in San Antonio?
Well, first and foremost, I really think that because we are so true to our faith-based part of our mission, you know, we're not just calling ourselves Christian Hope Resource Center. When people come in, we make sure that they know about that we will pray with them, that Jesus loves them. There's a number of churches here. We can give you the food and clothing, and we can send you to job training classes and help you get employment, and we can, you know, help you get your GED and all these things. But at the end of the day, your sole source of hope and of being made, you know, made whole is in the Christ. And so we're really true to that. But I think, as I mentioned before, it's a relationship. But we're not just, you know, people coming in like a DMV and you're getting your thing and you're walking out. It's not just this transactional experience for someone who's hurting. So they come in the door and it's like a family, and we love you, and we aren't going to give up on you. We're going to work as hard as you work towards getting back on your feet. So I think that's what makes us really different.
Wow. So tell us what the biggest needs are at CHRC, and how can people get involved so they can learn to be and have that experience of being Jesus with skin on and helping you with that mission?
Absolutely. There's so many different opportunities at CHRC to get involved. First and foremost, volunteering. Our agency is also unique in that if you want to come and it's your first time volunteering, you're a little nervous, you can volunteer in our food pantry or do kind of behind the scenes work that's really important to our operation. But you also can come and pray with families, sit with them, learn their names, and find out, you know, listen, ask them about their story and tell them your story and tell them how you became whole in Christ. And I think also we always welcome monetary donations to keep all of our programs running. It's extremely important. So we have so many direct service staff those relationships can't be made possible without those salaries. So, and finally, you could follow us on Facebook or Twitter and ask your friends to follow as well. So, come for a tour. I'd love to give you a tour personally and show you all the important work. Coming and seeing it firsthand is really an amazing experience. I can talk about it all day, but when you can actually see someone interacting and someone's lives being changed and being accepted and loved on, it's just a different experience. So please come and experience it firsthand through volunteering or a tour.
Amen. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. I'm your host, Athena Dean, on AM 630 KSLR. We're talking to Megan Legacy, Executive Director of the San Antonio Christian Hope Resource Center, or CHRC for short. So now, in the last few minutes that we have together, tell us a story of a family or someone that's really been touched by the ministry.
Okay, I have a couple of favorites, of course, but I'll pick one. We had a young mom come in, and her name was Alicia. She was 19 years old, and she came in with her three young children, and she came in for food. And she said, I'm not able to make ends meet. I don't have my GED. I never got to get it. I had babies when I was a teenager. And we're like, oh, okay, well, here's some food for you. This is great. Let's sit down and talk about your dreams and what's going on in your life. And so she started to tell her story, and we're like, wait a minute, we can help with that. She really wanted to get her GED and go back to college. And we're like, well, you know, if we don't have the service at CHRC, what we do is we refer people out in the city and we help them contact the agency or the city of San Antonio or whatever it might be. And we walk them through that process, which can be kind of scary or daunting if you don't know how to do it. So she was able to enroll in her GED program. I think this was a Thursday. She started classes on Monday. She just had to finish the math portion. She finished it by the following week and already enrolled in a GED program in the city. And she just like couldn't believe that she could achieve her dreams. She wanted so badly to give her children a better life, something different that she didn't have. But it was just through that relationship and saying, we can help you with that. And so she was able to change her life and get back on track. But also those three little kids are going to have a completely different future as a result of a relationship, not just handing her food.
So, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, we still have about a minute and a half. So tell me about the people you serve and why are they coming to CHRC?
Well, it's a whole myriad of reasons, but predominantly it's people who are coming in from generational poverty. Many people don't have their GED. We're located in the west side of San Antonio, where you have the lowest rates of high school completion, the highest rates of obesity and health disparities. People coming in the door, most of them lack job skills. They lack ability to manage their finances. They lack the, like I said, the education. And so those are the kinds of things that we do to get them back on track. So it's a lot of teen pregnancy. And so we partner with 8 other agencies, 22 different agencies. One, for example, is Youth for Christ, and they provide teen pregnancy and youth mentoring programs. So people are coming in for a number of reasons. Some people are coming in for the first time because they just lost a job. They lost a loved one. They hit rock bottom, and they're for the first time struggling to make ends meet. And so any one of us could be in that boat. And so and we see that every day.
Mm. All right. Well, Megan, tell our listeners where they can find you online, how they can connect with you so they can come check you out.
Okay, great. You can visit us online on our website, which is www.sachrc.org. You can also call. Our number is 210-732-3776, or you can find us on Facebook by just searching for the San Antonio Christian Hope Resource Center, or on Twitter at SACHRC.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. Now you're going to stick around and while we have our next guest, and then we'll go to lunch. But I guess we need to take a break. So let's do that. And we will be right back with the president of the Kendall County Fair Association, talking about Labor Day weekend coming up. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Laura Story, and you're listening to Always Faithful with Athena Dean on The Word in South Texas, KSLR.
I've had lower back pain for years, and it's only gotten worse over time. But I've been seeing Dr. Franklin for the last 2 months, and the pain in my lower back has literally decreased by 80%. If you live with back or neck pain, call Franklin Chiropractic at 341-5454 and make an appointment for an evaluation. And remember to mention Always Faithful when you do. Again, call Franklin Chiropractic at 341-5454 and tell them I sent you.
Do you need help navigating marriage and family issues? Struggling with blending two families into one? If so, consider Gene Benedict Counseling, where the Word of God is the foundation for responding to every issue. If you call in this month to set an appointment, mention Always Faithful Radio and KSLR. You'll receive a special discount. Call 210-316-5618 or visit genebenedict.com. Again, that's 316-5618. Gene Benedict will take you from hurting to healing.
North Park Lexus is in the top 10 of all dealers nationwide when it comes to certified pre-owned luxury cars. With over 250 pre-owned cars in stock, if a new Lexus isn't in your budget, you can have the ultimate luxury Lexus experience without the new car price. Certified pre-owned Lexus with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. No surprises, no sacrifices, 100% Lexus. With benefits so close to new, only you will know the difference. Come take a look at North Park Lexus at San Pedro and Lock Hill Selma.
Hi, everybody. This is Tammy Trent, and you're listening to Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KSLR.
All right. We are coming down to the last segment of our show, and I am so excited to introduce you to Rex Pierce. He is the president of the Kendall County Fair Association, where I will be manning the KSLR booth next weekend and actually broadcasting live from the fair. So, Rex, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the history of the fair, and for listeners who've never been, like, what can they expect?
Oh, it's going to be a weekend of fun-filled family activity. The fair actually started back in 1905 when a bunch of the residents of Kendall County gathered around to trade recipes and brag about their livestock and argue over who had the best dessert. That was 108 years ago.
Wow.
And it's continued, and it's grown into a 4-day event now, complete with a carnival and a livestock show. And we have an exhibit hall that has everything from quilts and jellies and jams to artwork and photo and sometimes even macaroni or noodle sculptures.
Whoa.
We just cut everything in there. We'll take anything. Just bring it on. We got rodeo nightly and concerts. We got the barbecue cook-off and an apple pie contest, and we always need judges for that. So, so come on out and set to the table.
Oh, so you can just come out and be a judge.
You can.
You don't have to like sign up ahead of time.
No, just come.
We're
going to
walk on in.
We're going to walk on in. We're going to roam around. Say, hey, you want to be a barbecue judge?
Sweet.
And then, there's never a shortage for those volunteers.
I'm sure.
And then we have lots of local vendors that are going to be setting up booths, and you'll be surrounded by them in your booth, and Mm-hmm. They're going to be setting up booths and selling their one-of-a-kind things they have.
Today-only specials.
It's today-only special. That's it.
Now, okay, there's some highlights of the weekend. I understand you're honoring some special folks.
Oh, the whole weekend is full of highlights, really. Yeah, we're starting off the highlight, I guess, we're going to kick it off Friday with the rodeo. And Thursday night is family night. It'll be free entrance for the families. Mm-hmm. And then we have the rodeo and a concert on Friday. And then last year we brought in the Army brought in a bunch of new recruits.
Wow.
Future soldiers, those that are going to serve, and gave them the oath of enlistment right before the rodeo started. It was a fantastic thing. It jerked a tear right out of you. And so those are the guys that are going to serve. And
okay.
And then we honor the guys that have served.
Cool.
From veterans from World War II all the way to present day. And then the wounded warriors who sacrificed and gave a lot for the country. So we're going to give a little back to them.
Cool. And now, isn't there a day where you're honoring seniors, too?
Oh, we got the seniors. Yeah, we got the seniors.
Yeah, hey, I'm a senior.
Yeah,
so
I'm
closing hear about
on that. I'm closing on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the senior night, and we also have a military night, too, appreciation night as well. Those will be $5, I believe it's $5 admission for that.
Okay.
For the seniors and for the military.
Okay, cool. And now you've got entertainment. So what kind of entertainment you got going on?
Oh, we got it lined up. We got entertainment pretty much all day, but our headlining concerts is Friday is going to be Jim Byram.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a local guy. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday we have Kevin Fowler. And on Sunday we have an up-and-coming local guy named Kyle Park. And they're all going to pack him in there. So get there early.
Okay. Okay. So what are the hours then?
Well, the hours are going to be from 10 o'clock. We start selling tickets. And I think we close about, well, at 6 o'clock, it goes to $15 or $20 a ticket. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's 10 a.m. till midnight, roughly.
Okay.
Give or take. Yeah.
And that's, so there's Thursday night. It opens what time?
10 o'clock. In the morning.
In the morning. It opens.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's open all day Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Right, and then Thursday night it's open, and it's just a carnival. Come out and do the rides.
Okay.
We got rides for kids and adults. And then on Friday it opens at 10 o'clock, and it goes to midnight, give or take.
And,
yeah.
And Sunday goes that late, too?
Sunday goes that late as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Don't you have to get up on Monday morning?
Yeah, we're pretty tired when it's all over with. we're dragging pretty hard. This year we're going to have a very heated washer pitching tournament.
So now explain that to me.
Well, we got... It's kind of like pitching horseshoes.
Yeah,
but
got
a box. Yeah, we got a box with a hole cut in the middle of it, and you pitch that washer over there and try to get it in the hole, and it gets pretty heated. It's pretty fun.
Okay, and when is that happening?
We're going to take a registration at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, so that's going to happen on Saturday, but you have to register on site.
Right.
Okay, now if you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. This is your host, Athena Dean, and I'm here with the president of the Kendall County Fair Association, Rex Pierce. We're getting the lowdown on the Labor Day extravaganza in Burney. Now, tell me if there's, all the information, like it costs $15 a person
it's
to get in?
It's $15 a person.
Unless you come...
It's $15 a person, yes, unless you come on Thursday night, then it's free. And
okay.
Saturday or Friday is all day is $15, and then Saturday and Sunday is $15 until 6 p.m.
Okay.
Then it goes up to $20.
Okay. And so you got, now do you have like 4-H or FFA or any of those kinds of things going on as well with the kids? Or?
Oh, we have the livestock show that the kids bring their prize animals out. And,
okay.
And that's a pretty big deal. That goes on pretty much every day.
Okay.
It's one kind or the other, and it's a good time for the kids out there. People get to go in there and see the goats and see the everything, and then we'll have some petting zoos up and
cool.
And things like that. And we're going to have the all famous mutton busting.
Mutton busting. So tell me a little bit about that, because I've never been, so I don't know what that is.
This is a crowd favorite, actually. We cut it down last year, and we got a lot of complaints, so we're bringing it back in full force. It's where kids. Little kids, like 5 years old, ride lambs. They ride sheep out of the chutes. Yeah, they get on them and they wrap their arms around their neck and they open the gate and they run till they fall off. And it's a
when is that happening?
That's gonna be during the rodeo.
Okay, so in the evening.
Yes, in the evening.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yeah, it's one of like a halftime break, and it's funny. You'll see kids coming out with bull riding vests and chaps on. And I saw one kid that he had a Superman cape on. He's gonna, it's just, It's just something to see. It's really fun and cute.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. So now, okay, it's $15 for adults. What about, what's the age limit where it's free up until what age?
12 and under.
So 12 and under are free.
Right.
So 13 and up is $15. So $15, okay. And so you have people that come every day the whole weekend, right? I mean, it's that kind of affair.
It's that kind of affair.
It's not a bunch of repeat stuff. It's all new stuff every day.
New stuff every day.
Love it.
It's busy and it's fun.
Yeah.
And like I said, you need to get there early because it gets crowded pretty quickly.
So how many people usually come to this fair?
Oh, I think Friday nights are usually our slow night because we're fighting high school football,
mm-hmm.
which is okay because
mm-hmm.
we're in Texas and I left high school football. But I think Friday night last year we had about 1,500, and Saturday I think through the course of the day we probably hit 10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Sunday's about as strong as Saturday.
Wow. So now the exhibitors aren't set up until Friday, is that right?
Yeah, they'll be setting up Thursday. Yes.
Okay, so Thursday during the day it's just the carnival, is that what's going on?
It's just a carnival. There may be some exhibitors already set up and getting a jump on it, but it's just a carnival mostly.
Okay. Great. Well, anything else you want to tell us before we wrap this up?
Well, we got the bull riding on Sunday.
Ooh!
Only the bull riding, so that's a good show.
Yeah, and that's Sunday evening? During the day?
That's Sunday evening as
Sunday
well.
Sunday evening.
Right. It's too hot during the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Wow. Well, this is going to be my first rodeo experience.
This is your first rodeo?
This is my first. Yep, this is my first rodeo. So I'm going to be excited to be there the whole time with you guys, and I'm looking forward to it. So if you're looking for something to do and you're in town for Labor Day weekend, I encourage you all to come out to the Kendall County Fair and have a great time with your kids and your family, and it'll be great. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You betcha. All right. Well, thank you for joining me today on Always Faithful here on AM 630 KSLR. We have given away, we gave away three books in like the first 12 minutes. Blew my mind. That's fastest they've ever flown out of here. We have talked about the importance of spiritual healing and really being able to understand who God is and learn that He loves us just like we are, and walking with authenticity. We've been inspired to be Jesus with skin on to those in need, and we got the lowdown on the Labor Day weekend in Burney. So next week I will be broadcasting from the Kendall County Fair in Burney. So I would love to have you come out and say howdy. During the first half of the show, I will introduce you to the founder of Surrendered Heart Worship Ministries. Her name is Cindy Magsel. Cindy grew up a pastor's kid, and as we met a couple weeks ago and just talked through, she has some incredible insights into how we can really love our pastor's children and be part of their growth in the Lord instead of contributing to them walking away from the faith, which unfortunately the stats are pretty high, that children of pastors oftentimes walk away from the faith. So that's going to be a great resource for you. And then during the second half of the show, I'll be introducing you to, I think, Michelle Bingham. I'm not sure. Haven't gotten confirmation, but it's going to be someone who's with the Faith Runs Deep 5K Run Walk that's happening at Community Bible Church on September 7th. The event is a fundraiser for Arms of Hope, so we'll be sharing some of the work they do with single moms, telling you how you can get signed up for the run. And don't forget, we're going to continue the conversation with Megan Legacy and I down at El Jaro's at Bitters and 281 in the strip mall right next to the party store. We'll get there at 12:30, and they'll have a table for us in the back. You have been listening to Always Faithful Radio, and this is your host, Athena Dean. Join us again next week from 11 a.m. to noon Central Time as we continue to affirm the faithfulness of God.
When I was growing up, everybody played sandlot baseball. The ball was falling apart, the bats were all taped up. We didn't care. There were usually two captains.